For starters, our unusually cool and wet weather of recent weeks has helped avoid elevated ozone levels. But State Department of Environmental Quality meteorologist Dan Salkovich says there's something else at work which also helps.
The long-term trend has been significantly down. Down being good.
He says the annual number of air quality action days for Roanoke has declined dramatically from a decade ago for a couple of main reasons.
Cleaner fuels being used, cleaner control technologies on industries and power plants, particularly those upwind.
Salkovich says unhealthy ozone levels can be especially troublesome for people with respiratory problems like asthma, but he does not foresee any such days in our immediate future. Evan Jones, WFIR News.